Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're in the midst of coronavirus and hurricanes and heat, and now we're hearing about some West Nile, I think we have a salmonella outbreak and all sorts of stuff. We still have an election. This is still an election year. You know, many of us had dreaded 2020, just like we dreaded 2016, because we don't like elections. I don't like people pitted against each other. I don't like people fighting with each other. I don't like hearing the anti from both sides. I have friends who are liberals and conservatives. I really don't like to see the fighting. I hate to see families break up or whatever. And so when coronavirus came, some of us were like, okay, well, you know, this, it'll be very, very interesting to see, you know, what happens to the election if it's still going to be a very, very, catastrophic year in terms of relationships and all that. Well, COVID unfortunately messed up a whole bunch of that. We can't even hug. Or I met a firefighter today, and I wanted to hug him so bad, you know, and all we could kind of do was fist bump, whatever, you know, but I wanted to, through my mask, just give him a kiss, because I just love our firefighters, and I hate not being able to be close, and I hate not being able to, you know, kiss a firefighter, which I really would like to start that campaign after COVID, kiss a firefighter. Because they really bust their butts, especially since we had some recent wildfires in our neck of the woods. So apparently, why is there so much buzz about Kamala Harris? Well, I told you guys early on that I think Kamala Harris is going to be running for vice president, because I think she would have been a front runner, you know, in terms of her, you know, being a former senator and all the work that she did as a prosecutor. I believe that, you know, she just kind of has that type of, you know, that resume where, you know, vice presidents or, you know, presidents, have. It's really, really hard to become president when you've, you know, been a mayor somewhere, you know, and you know, even though Buttigieg, I thought would have been, you know, fantastic too, just Kamala Harris just seemed to have those qualifications. But then you didn't hear much about her. Biden kind of took the lead and all that. And now we're hearing buzz that Biden's going to probably pick Kamala Harris. Why? Well, he had these talking points. So apparently, you know, people with their long angle cameras and all that were able to zoom in on this pamphlet for his notes. And so, you know, they give presidential candidates talking or speaking points. I think they give them to Trump too. I don't know if Trump really reads them or not. He likes to say his own thing, which we'll talk about. But in terms of Joe Biden, you can see he had Kamala Harris and he was speaking positive things about her. And so we're kind of getting the feeling that next week when he announces his running mate, it's going to be Kamala Harris. So, you know, there's a lot of debate on whether that would be a good choice or not. You know, I do find it a little frustrating that it had to be decreed that he was going to have to pick a woman. He was going to pick a, you know, and it's like, you know, I think any of us women, I don't want any woman to, you know, become vice president or become president because it took a man to decree that he is going to choose a woman. I know people do that to try to get on the side of women, but to me, I think that puts us back, you know, because what if she earned it? What if Kamala Harris, you know, or, you know, would have been the pick anyway? But because somebody said, I'm going to choose a woman, or I'm going to choose a minority woman, then you start to wonder, well, is it that she's chosen because of that, or is it chosen because you really beat out the other contenders for vice president? I don't know. Meanwhile, on the other side, there's all these polls saying Donald Trump is losing to Biden, Donald Trump is losing to Biden. And then Donald Trump, you know, you would think, you know, from what I hear, you have a lot of support out there for Donald Trump. You know, and they're really, really hoping he can be the one to get the economy back. But he stated, I believe it was at a press conference discussing Anthony Fauci, he basically said, nobody likes me. Now, he was joking, maybe. Maybe not. I mean, I has he been the most disliked president? I don't know. I mean, I hear people talking shade, throwing shade at everybody. Anywhere from Obama to Bush to Clinton to Bush to Reagan to Carter or Jimmy Carter. Everybody made fun of Carter Ford, Nixon. So I think everybody gets shade on them, you know, and shade, S-H-A-D-E, okay? But, you know, it is interesting because Donald Trump, I mean, if I was his campaign manager, I'd be giving him a lot of advice because, you know, his likability factor is not based on personality. He said, they may not like my personality, but that wasn't why he necessarily was voted in. He was voted in because he didn't act like a politician. Okay. He didn't act like, you know, he said whatever he said. He was kind of insulting to a lot of people, made fun of Rand Paul's looks. But to some people, it wasn't that they liked him kind of, you know, being like that. It's that they liked his, you know what, I don't give a damn. Okay, I got a job to do. This is where I think needs to be fixed. And he started to fix it. He started to do it. COVID changes everything. And now here, he can't tout the economy because the economy is now an absolute cluster. So either the people that love him are enough to vote him in, or he's got to now go to personality. So you're starting to see a softer side of Trump, right? Come see the softer side of Sears. Now we're seeing the softer side of Trump. We're seeing him wear a mask. We're seeing him kind of joke. We're seeing Kayleigh McEnany be his press secretary, where you a lot of liberals. I can't tell you how many liberal guys now watch, right, Trump's press conferences. So, you know, she's a beautiful woman. She's very well spoken, but you see the softer side now. Now he's trying to joke. Now he's trying to talk about how maybe it's his personality. He's trying to, you know, be humble, be self-deprecating. The self-deprecating a lot of us use, especially in comedy, and it seems to work. So when I see that, I kind of see that is he kind of feeling the grind? Is he thinking he's going to have an issue running against, you know, a Biden-Harris campaign if Biden continue, you know, goes forward with Kamala Harris? You know, I mean, he and Mike Pence, you don't see a lot of chemistry between the two, and I'm not expecting a lot of chemistry between Biden and Kamala Harris, but is it going to take personality? You have a lot of people that really love the economy and they were on Trump's side. Now you have a lot of people out of work. And so is he going to have that same, you know, home court advantage that many people do when you're having the country going well? When a country's in disarray, it's very easy for the opposition to come in. So it'll be really, really interesting to see what happens with that. But, you know, every now and then, though, the soft side goes away and you hear one of his tweets and he really lets people have it, like Twitter. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got some breaking news. There's a train derailment in Arizona and a fire. It's described as a, quote, scene from hell, according to CNN. No injuries, thank God, have been thus far reported, but a Union Pacific train derailed and caught fire on a bridge over Tempe Town Lake in Arizona. Now, if I remember this correctly, there's a lake near ASU in Tempe, and there's a bridge that crosses over, and I believe that's where the train goes through. I haven't lived there in many years, so I kind of forget how the geography is, but plumes of smoke could be seen rising into the morning sky beneath a trail of flames on video. Images from the site of the derailment, the bridge collapsed. The train was hauling unknown hazardous material, according to Tempe Fire Department. Tempe is, I think, south of Phoenix, but it's still one of the suburbs of Phoenix. Tempe Police Department Police Chief Sylvia Moore urged residents via Twitter to stay away from the scene. There's fire pouring into the lake from the middle of the bridge, according to Camille Kimball, who was riding her bike under the structure. She says it truly looks like a scene from hell, truly. Fire Department spokesman Brandon Siebert said officials were erring on the side of caution and keeping firefighters and bystanders as far away as possible until they know more about the hazardous material on the train. I'd really like to know what hazardous material was on the train as well. The operator is safe and is assisting hazmat technicians in determining what was on the train. It shouldn't take that long. Just hand them the paperwork. There's usually, they're not telling us. The cause of the derailment is unknown. It's possible the derailment led to the partial bridge collapse, but they don't know yet. Right now we have 100 firefighters from Phoenix, Tempe, Chandler, Mesa, and Scottsdale responding to the scene. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Speaking of a scene from hell, it's kind of crazy over there in Portland. I don't know if you guys have seen some of the latest. So I think they're on their 62nd night of protests. And what was supposed to be a Black Lives Matter peaceful protest in honor of the death of George Floyd, it is becoming more of an anti-Trump, anti-economy, anti-COVID, anti-everything. And we knew this was coming. People were upset. People were, you know, it's just, it's really, there's a lot of people that are pro-Black Lives Matter and pro-Trump. So they're not able to participate in these because they, again, don't want to become a victim of, you know, somebody who is upset if they do show support for Trump. So people are kind of leaving their MAGA hats at home. But protesters say they're demonstrating for multiple reasons. So it's not just about George Floyd. So there is this now ritual now in downtown Portland going on 62 days. And the protests originally start out as peaceful, and then, of course, they get to be pretty bad. And you see some pretty heavy skirmishes. Fox News has showed some pictures making it look like actually a war zone. You see flares and fireworks and lasers aimed at federal officers' eyes. Some protesters, they say, are using language of war, describing tear gas as chemical warfare. Federal agents are being called an occupying army. They've been quoting the Geneva Conventions and accusing the authorities of war crimes if they use tear gas or, quote, chemical warfare. And there's even been now some debate on people's constitutional rights, as defendants will only be released from jail, we're being told, if they promise not to go to any more protests. So they say dozens of protesters are facing federal charges and are barred from going to public gatherings as a condition of release from jail. Some people feel that is unconstitutional. Now, it would then probably be more constitutional to, if they committed a crime, keep them. But if they have an opportunity to post bail and they post bail, I don't know if they're going to really be able to hold them into not going to protest. Now, where this is coming from is there's federal buildings that some of these protesters have been vandalizing. So if there are misdemeanor charges in terms of trespassing, destruction of property, I don't know how long they'd be able to keep them in jail. So from what I understand authorities don't want is it to be a revolving door. We arrest you, you go back. We arrest you, you go back. I don't know if there's a three strikes policy. I'm not sure. I don't understand the laws that much. And a lot of the laws aren't really being, shall we say, it's a little bit up in the air, just like people were getting arrested for paddle boarding in Los Angeles, wearing a mask and social distancing, but that person gets arrested, whereas people are, you know, looting and protesting and, you know, accosting police, and they don't get arrested. So right now the laws are a little confusing. So I think people are kind of making it up as they go. So one now makeup law is, you know, look, we'll let you go early, but you have to agree to not go to any more protests. So one says defendant may not attend any protests, rallies, assemblies, or public gathering in the state of Oregon. Order setting conditions of release for an accused protester. And the orders are signed by federal magistrate judges. So, you know, can they do that? I mean, we do have rules for sex offenders, you know. I mean, we do have rules, you know, for people that are released from jail. But again, the term protest is the key word here. Our constitutional right is protest. We do not have a constitutional right to trespass or to vandalize. See, we're allowed to protest on public property. We're allowed to do exactly what Martin Luther King did. And it's a beautiful thing to see sometimes, you know? I mean, it's for us to be in a free country able to do that. But there is no way the law protects us from, accosting and assaulting officers with lasers to their eyes, throwing things at officers. I mean, once you commit a crime, that's it. You lose your rights and you get thrown in jail. So it's not easy. Now, from what I understand, Trump did deploy federal officers, and now I guess he's in talks to pull them out. So apparently there's been these, shall we say, these cries for the government leaving because these federal officers are making matters worse. So if I was the government, I'd be like, all right, you're on your own. So let's see. They can't do that. Again, that's why I'm not president. You can't. You have people in Portland going, we need help here. And that's what those federal officers are trying to do. But if, they're not getting support from Governor Kate Brown, they're not getting support from the mayor, then, maybe the federal officers do leave and then see what happens until there is a cry for we need. But that's the problem. They came in there because people asked for help. So Portland on Tuesday witnessed their 62nd consecutive night, according to Fox News. Hundreds of demonstrators once again gathered by a federal courthouse. Some were tossing fireworks. So then federal officers and launched tear gas. And they say the conflict has become a routine occurrence. Several speakers and activists across the street at Lowensdale Park urge crowds to not engage the federal law enforcement. By doing so, they argue it only further distracts from the Black Lives Matter movement. They said if you really want to respect black lives, if you really want to respect Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, you'll listen to the movement instead of antagonizing. That's according to 22-year-old Najee Go. She told people to begin to gather along the fence outside the courthouse. Now, a crowd of 700 people would eventually gather along Southwest 3rd Avenue, mostly concentrated in front of the Mark O. Hatfield U.S. Courthouse and the Multnomah County Justice Center. So people blocked traffic for several hours. People in the crowd made speeches, yelled, chanted, banged on the fence, surrounded the courthouse. And again, singing and chanting is fine. Once you start messing with fences and starting to trespass, that's a problem. Federal officers would periodically issue warnings to people to not damage a fence. After light bulbs were tossed over and lights were shown at the building, federal officers did deploy tear gas and used a hose to spray the sidewalk by the fence. Now, Portland Commissioner Chloe Udalay said the city is fining the federal government $500 for every 15 minutes it blocks a bike lane on Southwest 3rd Avenue. Really? Early Tuesday, Udalay, who runs the City Transportation Bureau, said the bill was $192,000 and counting. People in the crowd Tuesday night wore gas masks, helmets, carried signs, hockey sticks, lacrosse sticks, umbrellas, leaf blowers, and fireworks. And then police said people started a fire inside the fence at about 10:45 p.m. They began shooting Roman candles and other commercial-grade fireworks at the courthouse. They threw rocks, bottles, other objects. So the Trump administration has started talks with the Oregon governor's office and indicated that would begin to withdraw or draw down the presence of federal agents sent to quell 2 months of chaotic protests in Portland if the state stepped up its own enforcement. Which I think it's fair. So, but it's a mess over there. I need to get one of my Portland peeps to come on and tell us what the real scoop is. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations in Washington, D.C. continuing as Congress is looking to pass a new stimulus package. President Trump telling reporters that both sides are far apart. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is advocating for direct stimulus payments to Americans and extensions to the eviction moratorium. The Treasury Secretary also saying,
well, we're looking at a deadline, obviously, of this Friday. The President's very focused on evictions and unemployment.
The CEOs of America's top tech companies are on Capitol Hill testifying. Among the issues being discussed include anti-conservative bias on social media, along with antitrust issues. Among those testifying, Apple's Tim Cook and CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas test positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. Police across the country are mourning after the loss of one of their own. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Chicago Police Department's in mourning after a newly promoted deputy chief appears to have committed suicide. Police Superintendent David Brown announcing the death of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd after he was found dead yesterday morning of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound in the Holman Square Police facility on the city's west side.
I, along with the entire Chicago Police Department, grieve the loss of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd, a respected command staff member and 30-year veteran of the department.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is declining requests to have Biden sit down with Fox News' Chris Wallace, who we all remember grilled President Trump earlier this month. Biden did take a few questions from reporters on Tuesday, although it had been nearly a month since he last did that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. We'll keep you guys posted on that train derailment in Tempe, Arizona. From what we understand, so far no injuries. We still don't know what hazardous materials it was, the train was transporting. But from what we understand, no injuries. And we got Tempe, Scottsdale, Phoenix, Chandler, Mesa police or firefighters on the scene on the derailment as well as the bridge collapse in Tempe, Arizona, near ASU. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Also, Chicago Police Chief had a newly appointed Chicago Police Chief Dion Boyd has committed suicide. We're going to talk about that. So we got a lot to cover. But this next segment is on my listeners who have been having some issues dating. Now, COVID had locked us down since March, and so, you know, for some of us married, you know, we're like, all right, no big deal. So we're watching Netflix at home and whatever. You had a lot of people out there dating. A lot of people out there on Tinder and Grindr and, oh, Farmer's Daughter. What's that? Farmers? There's a dating. If I ever become single, I want to go on this website. It has to do with farmers or cowboys. I forget, maybe police officers or firefighters. Anyway, sign me up if I ever become single. And I don't know what it's called. Something about farmers. Anyway, anyway, people are still dating. They're still on these dating sites. They still want to meet people. So maybe dating went down in March and April because people were like, I'm a little worried about COVID. And, you know, not a lot of places are open. Well, then June came around. They're like, wait a second here, okay? It's kind of going a long time without dating. Now here we are, end of July, going into August. So people have been out there. And I'm hearing from some of you. And you need a little bit of advice when it comes to dating, right? And whether it's the mask, whether it's where to go. And so I kind of want to hear from some of you veterans out there who have already been on a few dates during the COVID era. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How's it working for you? How is dating in the COVID era? Now, so, okay, I have to think back to before I was married, when I dated, and it was, the clubs, and there was, like, music in the background and crowds. And so what was nice about when I would go on a date with somebody is there were a lot of distractors, okay? I look good in the dark, okay, with other people around. And maybe being around maybe people that might not look as good as me, right? Or you don't want to be among people that look better than you, right? So I wouldn't pick a club. I would pick, like, a zoo. I'm like, well, let's go to the zoo. Because I look good. I look really, really good, you know? I guess some giraffes might be attractive to some, but you stand me next to the hippo cage, I look good. So the point I'm making is when you go on a date, if you're in a restaurant that is practicing social distancing, there's nobody around, and it's just you, you know, you think, okay, well, this is good, you know, because then they can't check out other women or other guys, you know, all they have to do is concentrate on you, but that's not sometimes how you shine, right? You know, we women kind of learn to kind of hide our crazy or hide our faults, you know, or our blemishes, and we don't like, you know, let people see them until after they say I do. And then even with that, you know, we might, you know, not let the lights go on, right, until maybe weeks after we're married, when we really, really think that, you know, the city, I don't know, who is it that stamps your paper and notary? Yeah, city notary has filed your marriage license. Then I'm like, all right, you know, this is what I look like without makeup, okay? This is what I look like without clothes. So dating post-COVID is a little tricky. So let's say you meet somebody online, and so you meet them for the first time. You're wearing a mask. Now, they've seen you online, so they know your face, but immediately you got that barrier. Meeting somebody in a mask, right, when you're sweating under the mask, it's starting to mess with your makeup, and it's not, you know, or it's covering your hair or messing with your hair, not the easiest. Now, I think guys, they don't mind, you know, because they got some razor burn or whatever, they're good, they're covering it up. But a lot of us ladies, I mean, if we're like, okay, you're going to see us, and, you know, we want you to see us, I mean, if I did my upper lip wax, it's only going to last 2 hours before the hair starts to grow again, right? So, I mean, I want you to see my upper lip. So I think the masks either kind of, you know, help or hurt depending on who you are. Then, again, it's awkward where it's just you two. You know, it's kind of nice to be around other people because then you can say, oh, man, look at that. Or, oh, what are they ordering over there? Or look at that. You know, you need the other distractors. But if it's just you, not that easy. And then we don't really have the movies. You know, we don't have there's still places to walk, but I don't know where you guys live, but I live in Nevada, southern Nevada. It's like 108 degrees. So going for a walk, you really need to wait till it's 11 o'clock midnight. You really can't go for a walk at 4 in the afternoon or 6:30 at night after dinner. Plus, I don't know about you guys, but after I eat, my stomach starts to grumble and make sounds, and then I kind of get distended, and then I have to go potty. So don't be taking me for a walk after dinner along a riverbed, right? Or a river walk or whatever, because I got to find a potty. And that's not very, very sexy during a date. So I want to hear from you guys. How is COVID era dating? Now, on one end, like I said, there's some pros because you don't have a lot of competition. Okay, the last thing you want is somebody looking and seeing at all the other opportunities. And with COVID, if you're the only one really in the restaurant, You know, that's, let's say, under 70. Okay? You know, it kind of cements to your date that, look, there's nobody else. You see how this restaurant's empty? COVID got rid of everybody. They might be alive. Maybe they're not. Right? But do you see any other young people here? No, you only see me. So before you start to go, you know what, I don't like her hair, it's too messy, or I really need to know how many times she has to wax her upper lip, you could just, you know, you're kind of like, you know what, maybe I will forgo, right, any sort of, you know, her, you know, issues, and I'll look deeper into that. And there's the thing, what really worked for me was desperation. You know, I needed to find Corey. I met Corey. I don't know if he had ever told you guys this. Okay, I knew Corey years before we got married. You know, and he was in college, and he was getting all the babes, and, you know, he was in a fraternity, so there was all these sorority girls going, ah, you know, and I'm looking at him like, please, you know, and you know, I had been, I had dated actually a couple of his friends, so I didn't really think about him. I thought it was cute, but, you know, whatever. But the reason why he married me, and I don't know exactly what happened, but I caught him in that sliver. There was just that, you know how we worry about an asteroid hitting us, but there has to be the orbit just right so the asteroid misses us. There was that small amount of space, a small amount of opportunity where I got him, where he probably was just desperate as hell. And he was probably like, man, really? And, you know, I told him I was fertile, and I told him I did it. That first date, I gave my resume. And I think I caught him just when he was desperate. Maybe he just got dumped, or I had just broken up with somebody. Actually, I was like, I'm done with dudes. I am done. I'm not dating again. Done. And then it looked like, you know what? We could actually get married. Actually, you know, really, you'd want to marry me? So we, like, figured it all out, like within months. And so, you know, the desperation for me works. I need the guy to be desperate. So in terms of COVID, some of you might find dating during COVID to just be your thing, because people are so alone all day long and they're so isolated that all of a sudden you are the first person. I mean, if I was ever the last woman on earth, I'd be, you know, getting some. I think people who would never sleep with me, right, would be all over me if I was the last woman on earth. So COVID kind of allows in our neck of the woods that there's not a lot of fish in the sea. So if you have a big squid like me, you know, maybe, you know, don't knock it till you try it. So you want to, if you're dating, find somebody who's been stuck at home for months, right? And not watching porn, because, again, there's no way we could compete with porn. I don't know where they get these people, and they look way too, you know, in shape for my taste. But, you know, find somebody who's a little desperate, right, who hasn't been around other people, and who thinks that everything you say is the most amazing thing because they haven't been around other people, okay? And then, hopefully, they'll start to date you and not worry about the unibrow or the mustache. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
and drive safely.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know if you heard about this. This is where I unless it hits the news, we don't really get to talk about it, but I think this happens a lot more often. But this made the news. Apparently, John Carrero and Alejandro Escobar, both 34 years old, refused to leave a Trader Joe's on East 32nd Street. This happened on July 14th. And neither one of them was wearing masks. So, they say the suspects grabbed an employee's mask when they were asked, I guess, to leave. They grabbed a wooden paddle and began swinging at each other. Escobar then is said to have threatened to bring a gun to the store. This is all about a mask. Spokeswoman from Trader Joe's said they hired security at the store following the incident. And Governor Andrew Cuomo took to his own Twitter to slam the incident and said a New York business is permitted to refuse entrance to customers not wearing masks. But, yeah, they're permitted, but we're being told in Nevada you have to refuse. Now, New York police have arrested the men. They say the men attacked multiple workers in this Manhattan Trader Joe's who asked them to wear masks, but they refused to leave. They entered the store at 8:50 p.m. Several employees told authorities that they asked the two to leave the store after they refused to wear masks. Unfortunately, it started to get violent. Carrero is then alleged to have hit a 22-year-old female employee in the head with a wooden paddle used by checkout staff. I wonder why we use a paddle for checking out at Okay, I mean, my family had a paddle, and that paddle was for your butt. I don't really know what the paddle is for. I don't shop a lot at Trader Joe's because I live near one. I just don't shop a lot. So I'm not really sure what the paddle's for. Another member of staff said these guys pulled her hair. Escobar is also said to have threatened to return to the store with a firearm, which police said caused fear and alarm to employees and customers inside the store. 8 members of Trader Joe's staff were injured in the attack. No one was taken to the hospital. As the two left the store, Escobar allegedly used a chair to strike the store window in a bid to regain entry. Both have been charged with disorderly conduct, harassment, criminal trespassing. Carrero was also charged with second-degree assault and criminal possession of a weapon. Escobar is from the Bronx, are being told, was also charged with menacing. Both have been released and are due in court on October 13th. On his Twitter page, Escobar is a video blogger. He said that he had a video of the altercation, but added that police currently had the footage. He also claimed that the accounts of them attacking workers were not true. He said the video will show naysayers will look as stupid as Trader Joe's is going to look. So I'm not sure what video footage you have, but Kenya friend Daniel, a spokeswoman for Trader Joe's, said that 8 employees suffered some sort of an injury. One did have to be treated in the hospital, according to NBC, but all the crew members are doing okay. They're all back at work. All employees at the store have been given the opportunity to transfer to another location or receive paid time off. They all said they want to continue to work and were fine. Since then, there's now a security guard. Well, of course, because people are concerned that somebody's going to come back and shoot. If that accusation is correct. But, you know, the issue I have, again, with all of this is I know many of you that work in these retail stores. You are not skilled in martial arts or defense tactics. If somebody comes in with a gun or if somebody does not want to wear a mask, you know, these mask mandates are putting people in jeopardy. We're not even talking about COVID. And so I get that. In order for a mask mandate to work, you have governors that say, put up this sign saying, no mask, no service. And in fact, one of my businesses was inspected yesterday. They didn't say who they were from. They came in and said, we're just making sure everybody's wearing masks. And everybody was, I'm told. And they left and was happy, but I'm like, well, okay, first, who are you again? And, you know, I mean, we have a protocol on, you know, what to do if any of my staff feel unsafe. If, you know, somebody is, you know, appears to, you know, start to, you know, become violent in terms of the mask issue. But, you know, people don't like to be refused service. And I get the mask mandate. I get what my governor wants us to do. But what I don't get is how do you ask somebody who's pregnant and 5'2" to enforce it, if they're the one behind the counter. You know, and people say, well, you know, they should just, you know, refuse. I mean, have you done that? Have you been in a situation where a customer gets angry and in your face? You know, these employees of Trader Joe's don't need this. I mean, you know, they're making whatever money they're making. They're trying to support their families. And then on top of that, they have to. I mean, they didn't sign up. Nobody in any of our jobs signed up for getting into it with somebody about a governor's mandate. Okay, and I've spoken about this, you know, being a doctor, you know, I decided to be a doctor because I wanted to help people. I understood there'd be a little bit of violence. I get that, you know, I'd be dealing with in the ER, somebody drunk, somebody trying to grab at me. That happens. It happens. But, you know, I knew what I signed up for. I never signed up for being law enforcement or being a mandate enforcer. So if somebody goes, I'm not wearing a mask, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, I don't know, take it up with the governor. I mean, you have a lot of people having to enforce this mask mandate, and they're like, look, I'm kind of with you. I don't like the mask either, but they're going to threaten to close my store. What do? I mean, you know, we really need to train people who don't want to be involved. I mean, there has to be this out for businesses. In my neck of the woods, people are getting fined. Big money. If somebody catches somebody without a mask in their building and don't they realize the danger their staff is being put in? And I'm not going to put my staff in danger. I want them safe, you know, which is why we're still urging masks. But I don't want them to be threatened that they're going to, you know, or their hair pulled or being hit with a paddle or whatever. You know, I mean, I own a couple salons. There's scissors in our salons. I mean, I'm not stupid. You know, I, you know, the average person is following the mask order, but you have a lot of people out there that are like, no, you're not going to refuse service to me. So then what do you do? And, you know, it sucks that there's people out there that don't understand that it's not the employees. And I think there's people testing. I think there's also spies. There's people that want to, you know, get other people put out of business, so they're out there trying to test the employees and push the envelope. But, listen, I get it that, you know, there's a lot of debate on how much these face coverings really work. And I get that there is some control issues. I get that. But honestly, people, if you don't want to wear a mask, please don't mess with the employees. It's not their fault. You know, when you're being threatened by the guy, you know, they think that employees that say you need to wear a mask are doing it because they're, you know, they have a liberal agenda. Most of these employees are just like you or I, you know, who don't care about politics. They just want to keep their job, but they want to make sure their job, their place doesn't get closed down because somebody is spotted without a mask. It's a real bad position employees are in. So any of you thinking about kind of stirring stuff up, you know, if you're going to stir stuff up, then, you know, stir it up with the people making the mask mandates, not the people that are forced to follow it. 1-877-DOC-BELLA, don't go away.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.